About thought fabrication, right? About the thought fabrication.
Yes.
In daily life, right, we still have to maintain our work.
Yeah.
And when we are working, we still need to focus on the work, like even making effort into like doing our work, right? Then how can we integrate that the principle of anatta, dukkha, and into the daily life.
I think that's the it's just sort of doing your work just because you need to do your work, and so often what happens is we get caught by how people judge us, we get caught in worries, am I doing it right, get caught in fear, I'm doing it wrong. So those are thought fabrications. The work just needs to be attended to. Of course, the main thing is in terms of work, so long as it's right livelihood, in the sense that it's ethical, it's not harming people, it's not taking advantage of people, then you can put your effort and attention into applying the mind to the work itself, and not getting caught in the work that those worries and fears that tend to obsess the mind, and then there's actually energy left over to just to be with the work itself. And it's always going to display. It's just this nature of arising, persisting, and disbanding. So it keeps arising, staying, and disbanding. So that in and of itself, it's an object of attention. Of course, you want to do as good a job as possible. You want to do it in a way that it's beneficial for oneself and beneficial for others. So it changes the, when one's not invested in it with the sense of self, then a lot more possibilities.
Because like when I do my job, right, I still need to think about like how is it gonna like how to do it well, and what does it mean by doing well, and how like other people would like use it, for example. Then,
yeah.
I mean, there are all these kind of thoughts arising, and then like sometimes just get caught into this thought.
Some of it is useful in the sense of, okay, how do I do it so that it's useful for others? How do I do it so that it's well done?
Yeah.
That's a useful perspective to encourage oneself. Not obsessing and not worrying too much, but it's a helpful way of encouraging oneself to apply oneself in a skillful way. And then one can get caught up in all sorts of speculations do people approve or do they disapprove? And it can get complicated there. So then I'm creating suffering where it's not necessary.
Then what should I do in that case, that when I get caught into?
Well, one is to say, oh, this is suffering. And then, okay, I need to let that go. I need to release. I need to relinquish. I need to not hold so tightly. Because otherwise it keeps the suffering perpetuating itself.